Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by its president, the head of the Cairo International Film Festival, Mohammed FC. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
You're welcome.
Well, I thanked you before the interview started for inviting us, but I take this opportunity to record my thank you to you, my gratitude for inviting me to this festival, which, of course, I mean, the growth of this festival is reason to be excited. Last year felt like a little bit of a year zero, let's say, a starting over again. And this year, it returns. Were there any lessons learned that were used to develop this new edition and to continue the growth process for the festival?
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, it's since I took over, I've always said that I feel this is going to be a three-year process to really get the festival to where it needs to be. And I think we started by laying the foundation last year and correcting a lot of the issues that, you know, the festival was facing in previous editions, and this year we build on that and we try to improve things and grow our ambition, and try to be more of an influential festival, a festival that has reach, both internally and externally. So we are reaching a bigger audience this year. We are communicating better. We are programming better. We have a bigger and better industry component to our festival as well. So things are definitely going in the right direction. Yeah, I mean, we always knew that that would not happen in one edition.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I have spoken to several industry guests here, and I've also spoken to the head of industry, Cairo Industry Days, and why not do a comment actually on the importance of this? We touched on it in previous interviews of the importance of having a Cairo Industry Days for the region. How do you define that importance? How do you see that?
Well, I think it's really half the festival to me. I mean, that's how big it is. It's so important to provide that meeting point where people can just get, you know, some kind of compass as to where the industry is going, how can they maneuver, how could they benefit, how could they work on their skills, their projects, and find opportunities, not only in the funding and financing that some of our generous sponsors provide in Cairo Film Connection Awards, for example, but also in the networking opportunities and the people you meet, and these relationships that begin here or thrive here and continue to build over the years at different meeting points, and I think that's really how you start to create a kind of international career is, you know, to have these relationships and to be regularly in contact with film professionals from all over the world.
Yeah. And it's particularly important, suppose, because, I mean, at least that's the way I see it, because it also feels like in this entire region, the film industry seems to be in a healthy place of growth. In some countries, it's almost nascent. Do you see that as being a reason for something, an event like the Cairo International Film Festival as a whole being more important now, at this historical moment in time?
Absolutely, because also at this moment there's very little support for Arab cinema, and you know, there have been festivals that try to do similar things. I mean, Dubai Film Festival was a great industry platform as well, and a great industry meeting place. And then, you know, the demise of Dubai was a blow to the Arab film industry. And I think Cairo is, in a way, stepping in to fill that void, and especially this year, I think, is doing that in a big way, proving to be really good continuation of those efforts that, you know, those great efforts that were done in Dubai, which really, and there's great people in charge and a great team, and it really had become, you know, the compass for the world to, you know, if you have an interest in Arab cinema, if you have an interest in the Arab world, and, you know, Dubai had become the industry place to go to, and to me, it always felt like it should be Cairo, because Cairo is the biggest industry in the Arab world. I mean, in terms of size of our film industry and number of films produced and the amount of film professionals working and actors and directors and writers, and this is really, I know it sounds cliche, but this really is the Hollywood of the Middle East, and I think it makes sense that such the meeting point happens at Cairo Film Festival.
That's what I was thinking about the other day. It does help that, I mean, it's important that this festival exists at this historical moment, like I said, because a lot of the industries are growing and some of them are nascent, as I said. But also, it's significant that it comes from, that this festival should be in Egypt, because I've always considered, being an outsider, that Egypt was one of the countries in the entire continent with the most notable and most acknowledged film tradition, too. So when it comes to that, there's an importance that comes with the tradition of the place, of the location, in terms of film production. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. In fact, I have very little to add to what you've just said, because I'm in agreement. You look back at the history of this, the cinematic history of this country, and if you were at the opening ceremony and you saw some of those videos that were at the opening ceremony, especially the one about... six women that kind of shaped the Egyptian film industry from, you know, from its infancy. That was, there's just so much history here, so much heritage, and I think it's only fitting that, you know, this renaissance to the festival, if you can call it that, if I can be so, it may seem a little bit, egocentric, but I'm actually only saying that because it's what other people have been telling me or describing the festival, this kind of, rebirth is really fitting with, you know, our history.
And it's significant too to highlight the work of these six women, like you said, because in a sense the importance of female in the establishment of a film industry has been often overlooked, but now it appears to be sort of pointed at as one of the driving aspects and one of the driving engines and the rebirth of an interest in film production and film viewing.
Yes, exactly. And don't forget, this year also we are celebrating the signature of the 50-50 by 2020 pledge, which began in Cannes last year and circulated and signed by more than 60 international festivals, and we happen to be the first Arab festival to do so. So it also does tie into all of that.
We talked about the industry, but how does the festival connect with the local people here?
I'm seeing more local filmmakers and producers participating in our industry events, and even actors and stars. There is a parallel film industry. I mean, we have a mainstream film industry with films, you know, generating regularly over 1 million admissions in theaters. And that is almost like a different universe to the kind of films that, you know, the people who come and frequent Cairo Film Festival or are trying to make. By meeting other people during Cairo Film Festival, it's like a completely different level and type of filmmaking. It's much more independent, much more I would say authentic and personal and intimate and smaller films, you know, festival type films. So the festival really connects with these people, but you know, with people who are making, you know, these multi-million dollar budget blockbusters that. Make millions in theaters, etc. I mean, that almost doesn't really connect with the festival at all. And I would like the festival and its, you know, industry growth somehow to also connect with you know, with those types of producers, because I think it only helps the smaller films as well when you are making these connections.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when it comes to the sort of a more mainstream films, then there's really no competition. I mean, they're always going to have the upper hand. But is there a sort of a plan? Does audience development fit in with you know, one of the objectives of the festival too?
Yes, and providing a different perspective for people who go to the cinema and showing them, you know, films from all over the world I mean, there's not much here to cater for alternative cinema. Those with an interest for, you know, world cinema, for example, or those with an interest for alternative cinema. There's not much other than Zawiya, the art house space, independent art house space in Cairo that shows, you know, these types of films. So the festival is a great opportunity to do that, and I'm hoping that one day the festival can do that over you know, like the entire year instead of just for 10 days, though, to have these regular year-long programs and exhibition spaces.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for talking with us about the Cairo International Film Festival. You gave us a very comprehensive picture. We tried to talk about almost everything. I think we did a pretty good job. But just as a final thought, I thought of asking you something to kind of end off this interview. I know that earlier this year, I believe, Youssef Sherif Rizkalla passed. He was an important figure for the Cairo Film Festival. And I just thought it would be nice to kind of end this interview with just a thought about him. I mean, can you tell our listeners a little bit about him and the importance maybe he had in the festival?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this entire edition is dedicated to his name, his memory. He was the most influential person who... worked at Cairo Film Festival in its history, and I think the one whose influence will remain for a long time, because the programmers that will continue to work for the festival over the coming years, I think, were all kind of educated by him in a way, and worked under him, and learned a lot from him. So I think that his memory will be embedded in future editions, and I don't think he will ever be forgotten as really the central figure of this festival on the artistic level.
Right. Well, thank you for that, and thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Welcome.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.